Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3. Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. Hi, Vinny.
Hey.
Oh, you have headphones on today. Oh, that's so strange to see you with those after the earbuds for all this time.
It's strange, is it?
It is. Changes the whole shape of your head. How do they sound? Better? What did you get?
They sound okay, but I'm should I? I mean, there have been times in the past where you're like,
well,
I can't look at you.
You have some on that are just like, whoa, like those are some headphones.
Right.
No, those are fine.
Like the kazoo ones.
Oh my god, they had like little antennas. Yeah.
You guys, those are.
Reached, so they had a satellite, a dish.
Very well known headphones. Really good brand.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. If you bought them, they're a great brand.
I'm sure they're the best.
Well, actually, this is. They don't even make these anymore.
What are those?
They're UE. Ultimate Ears is, I think, what that's. But they're old, and I was able to find them on eBay.
Oh.
Because they don't make them anymore. Now, UE, I think, only does those earbud type, you know, the custom ones.
Right.
And I like these. They're sort of light.
Uh-huh.
They're small. They you know, I don't feel like I've got the kazoo. Oh, I don't know what all that is, but
you don't remember kazoo?
No,
when
I remember. Well, yes, and I remember the headphones you're speaking of,
name, yeah.
But.
Yeah.
And I do
and
know.
And he had those like pretty blue ones. For, like,
oh, yeah.
The
those are really pretty. Yeah. Those are nice
good,
and girly.
Good pairs.
Why did you get new ones?
I've been trying to find these. And I was. So I had to go online and search, and I found them on eBay.
How did you know about them?
I had a pair a long time ago.
And you liked
and
them?
And liked them.
Yeah.
And so.
How do they sound? Like the.
You know how the sound of headphones, you need to get used to it?
Yes.
And once you're used to it, then you're
that's
okay.
Your sound, right.
So they're a little different than what you're wearing. So right. If you put these on right now, you'd go, oh, no.
Yeah. Well, these, I have used these particular Sony headphones. I mean, I just keep buying new pairs of these.
Yeah, I prefer these
They're
ones
actually
as well.
Hard to find now, weirdly. Like, sometimes if I find them, I'll buy like four pairs mm-hmm. that we have them here at the station.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones.
Well, that's, you know.
For me.
The thing is, they don't really make headphones for DJs.
No.
As in you and me anymore.
They make headphones for people listening to devices.
To plug into their
that's
phones.
It. Right.
Like you actually. Oh, these. I bought these. They didn't come with the big.
Right. You have to get that. What's that called? A quarter inch jack?
Yeah. The yeah. adapter yeah. is just one that I tacked right. on there. Whatever. Who cares? So tonight.
Yeah, well, what's happening tonight, Vinny?
Well, I was driving in and sort of, you know, I know the holidays, everyone gets so busy.
Yes.
And the missus is no different than a lot of people. She thinks somehow she should be everywhere at once. And she's got her work and her friends and her family and the kid. And she yes. wants to somehow juggle all that. And me, I'm like, I won't be party to it. I'm sorry. You are going to have to space out the things you want to do or that I'm going to be part of.
I see.
So, you know, it's just too much. It gets like the holidays are great as long as you're not run into the ground by them.
Yeah.
So
you say you refuse to let yourself and you're watching her.
I just refuse to get pulled into 100 things and find myself not enjoying any of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's in general, really. I just don't want to live like that. Do you?
No.
No, it's just bogus. And I don't know why people... I guess certain people thrive on that. they would probably feel like they're dying if they're not busy.
Hooman needs to always have, you know, his calendar is crazy. I look at his calendar and it just makes me shudder. Oh.
And I know some of that is that what are they, FOMO?
Yeah.
I think some of it's that.
My theory is that he doesn't. Oh, you're here. I was going to talk about you. Sorry. My theory is that he doesn't want to be alone.
Oh.
Man.
Well,
and he likes to be seen.
He does. And he's into that stuff. Like, he clearly gets some enjoyment out of it. And but I, you know, I don't have FOMO at all.
I have FOLA.
Fear of leaving home.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I just don't want. I want to just be.
But the last time I had FOMO was Hooman's birthday party.
Oh, you know what though?
I know
it was not the place for you, but you would have. We would have found you a place, and we would have sat you down.
I wouldn't have enjoyed it.
Not right.
But I wanted to be there for Hooman.
Of course.
And hang out with you guys and our boss.
Yep.
Well, we missed you tremendously.
No, you didn't notice.
We talked about you several times that night.
No, you didn't.
Well, it's too bad Yuzi's not here. And then as it got crowded, I'm like, good thing Yuzi's not here.
Right.
Anyway, so tonight is an event that I am going to, and it's my kids' Christmas play at school.
Oh, what is she going to do?
I don't know. I think they're singing, and I'm not sure because she says stuff, and then it turns out that's just not at all what is happening. So it might be something Nutcracker-ish.
I see.
She might be singing a lot or not at all.
Right.
We don't know.
She might be singing in a large group or all alone.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. So that's just...
Does she have an outfit she's wearing?
I believe there is a dress.
Oh, so it's not a costume. Like, she's not playing the, you know, the sugar
soldier
plum fairy
something.
Or something.
I didn't get all the details. I just know I'm going
to
be out.
Well,
later than normal tonight.
When you go to the kid things that are the obligation and happen continually throughout their entire school thing, the only time you're remotely interested is when your kid is actually doing something, and the rest of the time you're going to be killing. You're just mentally murdering yourself.
No, I mean, we went to one at the school once before, and it was, there's no doubt
that torture.
The different age group kids come through, and I'm like,
oh boy, a bunch of kids I don't know and don't care to see. When's my kid getting out here? Yeah. You support.
Take video or picture.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. So back to the whole, so the things I'm going to do, I'm going to go all in and be, I'm going to put a smile on my face and hang out.
Happy to be here.
And that's because I didn't do five things earlier in the day or last night and the night before that and the morning before that. Like, it's just too much.
Yeah.
I realize probably some of you are out there going, what a puss. But, dude, I don't want to live like that.
No.
I don't know why any of you do, but if you do, good.
Yeah, have fun. But don't get on the people who want to keep their lives as stress-free as possible. I have enough stress in my life.
Yeah.
I don't need to
also
be now stopping everything I'm doing to get ready to go to something I don't want to go to.
Maybe you guys shouldn't get on the people who like to go out. And
we're not.
I'm not.
I think it's great. Good for you. I'm amazed by you, Hooman, frankly.
I didn't even bring you up. I was talking about my missus, so I don't even know. I mean, I actually...
You didn't, but the other two did.
I did, but I told Hooman the other day, because we had all those events all in a row, and we were walking back to the car on Saturday, I think, after Westfield. I go, dude, I don't know how you do it. I am beat. And he's like, he had other events to go to that day.
He's got a strong party muscle.
Yeah strong party muscle. No, it's not. We're not giving you crap. We're just saying that's not for us.
We admire that about you.
Really? Because I heard that lonely comment.
Well, that is my theory. I'm sorry.
Sounds like you were getting on me.
You can't tell me how to feel.
I mean, you could refute that, Hooman. We could certainly have a fight. I'd love to. I mean, you guys. I'd love to watch that.
Fight! Through fight!
We have to sit in this room for 5 hours today. So
that is true.
No, we don't fight.
All right.
Besides, Hooman, I'll always win. So.
Hooman, by the way, has been working very hard on this morning show. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. It's the we should just call that the Hooman Hour.
Why?
Well, we're going to be hearing the Franco Brothers interview
that,
Bryn did on Friday.
Friday, yeah. Mm-hmm. After
By the way,
Bryn event.
Is texting in, you guys.
Oh, what is Bryn saying?
He said, hello. Let me tell him 7 a.m. his interview.
And then after that, Hooman has been working very hard on a segment. I asked him to get me some audio, and as he went through, Yuzi and I are sitting in the office, and Hooman is just cackling away at this audio. And so he's put together a piece. And then I have something.
Wait. What is it, a piece?
I'm not going to tell you. I mean, it's coming up.
Anticipation.
You don't want to tell us at all what it's about? No. Or no. Just
7
he
o'clock.
Looked at some audio and it was cackling.
I said, listen, it's a long segment. It's an interview. I need you to, can you cut this down? Here's the specific things I'm looking for. And as he's listening to it, he's cracking. He goes, all right, it's 12 minutes. I'm gonna do my best to get it done.
I wonder
about a
minute
if it's and a half.
I read about something this morning.
Don't guess. Just wait.
I won't guess. But I read about, I'm sure it'll make your news one way or another, but I read about it and was just like, oh my God, what a difficult event to be at.
Oh.
Is that what this audio is from? From an event?
It's not.
Okay.
Well, it was a...
What's the event you read about?
Never mind. I don't know if it will end up being a
guess.
Well,
come tell me and I'll see if I get it.
Well, this isn't an event, is it?
No. This is... I even said it was an interview. It's... All right, hold on. He's whispering it to Yuzette. And Yuzette is nodding.
That's not the one, but we got that.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
Yeah.
Is it the Jay-Z and Beyonce posing for pictures in the elevator event?
No, never mind. It doesn't matter. But I thought that that's what you might be mentioning. What?
And then later today.
Yeah.
Later, after the show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm getting a deck.
Oh, you're doing the deck.
The deck is happening today.
Oh, finally.
We carried all. Yesterday was the prep day. I had to carry all the wood into the back. So Golden State Lumber. Ding, ding. No shame. Mike Stone. Love that guy. So the deck was delivered. The redwood deck. We did decide to go with real wood, Hooman. Not fake wood.
Good.
He got his way on everything in the back.
What do you mean? What do you mean real wood versus fake wood? What do you mean?
There's Trex decking, which is like a composite deck, and it's way maintenance free, but it looks like they do a good job with it, but it's twice as expensive as real wood, and it's...
Oh, it's just, more expensive than real wood.
Oh my God. It's maintenance free, lasts forever.
Oh.
It's a great product. But it's twice as expensive and doesn't look like real wood.
Right.
Like, it's close. It kind of looks like real wood. I mean, but you'd be able to get out there and power wash the thing. It would look good as new. You don't have to refinish it.
You didn't do it.
We didn't. In the end, we just decided we should go with real wood.
You know, real wood, nothing is like real wood. Mm. I ordered a front door and the people were like, listen, you got to go with this, not wood. The knot wood is what you do. And I'm like, no, real wood. Nothing looks like that. And
well, are you going to paint it or are you going to stain it?
No. This was already done. This was something I did. Oh. But I bought the real wood door. Yeah. And it turns out you should not get real wood doors. Like, they have way better stuff.
Especially an exterior door. It should be, you should get almost like a fiberglass door with like a steel...
Yeah,
covering
they have
it.
Way better doors.
They get beaten by the sun.
But nothing looks like it at first.
No, I know. So that's the thing about the deck. It's been a long time coming. As you know, we ripped that deck off in September of last year. And so I've been walking on joists and with plywood down over them. I've fallen through the deck a couple times. It's been great.
This yard is your olive.
Dude, you are not kidding. It's never going to get distributed either.
So how long does a deck take?
Well, apparently it takes 15 months because I'm finally getting it.
Yeah.
It shouldn't take long at all now that we've got the wood there. And the whole thing was like yesterday we finished. We're doing this bitchethane tape on because we're putting it back on the old deck structure.
Mm-hmm.
So we're covering we're putting this tape down.
But they need to make clean cuts and there'll be a lot of sanding, right?
There'll be a lot of, I mean, I'm sure it'll take a week to put the deck on.
It's going
to
be a while.
It starts today and we've done so much prep getting ready for it that it should go on with no problem. And I finished the last of the painting yesterday. And it's just, I got so much. Yesterday was so productive. You ever have that day? I crossed 15 things off my list yesterday.
You didn't go surfing yesterday?
No, I didn't go surfing.
Oh.
That wasn't actually on my list. That's weird. Should I put that on there?
Well, I went and did
that. Because I could immediately cross that off.
That was my thing. As you know, you talk about all this planning. I have to make time for certain things that help me be me.
Yeah.
And that's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It was sunny out, but because of all the wind, I know it is upwelling, but the wind sort of turns the water, and it's freezing cold.
Yeah.
Freezing. Like, so the sun's out, and you're sort of tricked into thinking, man, it's wonderful.
Do you wear booties? Have I asked
you
this?
I wear booties.
It's freezing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You wear like a little hoodie?
No,
too?
I don't wear those.
What about
gloves? A lot of guys do, though, so I'm not.
Yeah.
No judgment, but I don't.
You want to be as warm as you can.
I just don't want to have that thing on.
Because you look too much like a seal? Or...
Dude, we're already out there with those things. I mean, I don't think that my headwear is going to one way or another.
Yep, definitely a seal, guys. Let's get him.
Look at his head.
I don't think that's...
A tasty seal.
I mean, they're coming from below, so I don't think they check my headwear.
Man.
The sharks, I mean.
Coming from below, speaking of that, like, that's the entire reason I would never surf, is that I just don't want
that's
my legs.
That's the reason?
Yes, because I don't want my legs to be dangling into the water that I can't see the bottom on. No thanks. I just can't. It's like I can't even dangle my leg off the damn bed. And I'm a grown woman who knows that there's nothing there, but I still can't put a leg off the bed. And, you know, to put one down into the water, no, couldn't do it. Maybe if I had, like, steel boots on or something. You know,
steel boots.
Something crunch-proof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what they need, crunch-proof wetsuits.
No, they don't. Listen, surfing sucks. Don't try it. It's awful.
I agree. Don't worry. You have no worries for me. I'm not going to be taking any spots on any lineups on any waves
After that video I showed you yesterday, the beating
God.
That person took.
I'm like, why don't you just throw a rag doll into the... crazy rushing waves.
It's funny how the ocean, you could be screaming uncle as loud as you want and it just doesn't let up.
No, and there's nothing anyone can do to help you.
Nope.
They're just like, sorry, but that looks super dangerous, so good luck.
This guy's getting washed repeatedly
pummeled.
Into the rocks on this video, and actually I didn't even play the audio for you, but his friends or someone is just going, Oh, no. Oh, God,
but
again.
But they continue to film him.
Well, because there's no, you just said it.
Can't
there's
they
nothing.
Throw him a line?
No, there's
don't they
nothing.
Bring a safety tow rope or don't they have like a jet ski they can get to him
there
on?
There is nothing that can be done.
So, does that guy die or what happens?
No, he probably left there with severe injuries because he was washed onto the rocks repeatedly. But I think he protected his head. That's, you know,
job
your arms
one.
And legs. Who knows?
Disposable. Your head, not so much.
Right.
Okay. Well,
let's do this. I'm excited.
Oh, my God. Me too.
It's deck day, everyone.
Hey, everyone. Go to the Alpha973 Instagram. I posted a picture of me, James Franco, Dave Franco, and Bryn. Check it out real quick.
We're less than an hour away from your big interview, too. Oh, my God. The 7 o'clock hour is going to be all Hooman all the time.
Yeah.
All right.
And there's Hooman with the... model-like actor types from Hollywood, and he's the standout.
Oh.
I don't know how that happens.
You are good-looking.
Thank you so much.
Did he, like, dim their part of the...
They do not look nearly as handsome.
Oh, God, I'm going to have to check that out during the break. All right, KLOC, KLOC, HD1, San Francisco. Oh, feel that? Let's get moving. It's the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. We'll be right back after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.